How do you temper the excitement of these rookies for a chance to get out there for the first time?
I think just through preparation, you know, stuff we're doing in practice. They probably watch more game film, you know, this week than they have since they've been here, you know. So I think really just trying to eliminate as much anxiety and excitement as you can, just through letting them focus on what the task at hand, which is the game and the opponent and the people that they're going to be going against.
I know, obviously, outside looking in, it looks like that's a pretty deep room, big room at this point. But did last year kind of prove, you know, how important it is to have multiple options, just with what happened with Eddie, James, and even, you know, Crockett at the end of the preseason?
Oh, well, without question. I mean, because it's even just, you know, just talking to the, you know, to the guys in the room now, particularly having so many young guys, you know, you're telling them just you got to prepare, even if you're not playing as much, you know, initially, you just got to prepare for the long haul, like you're going to play in the game. You got to prepare like a starter. I know it sounds like a cliche and all that stuff, but you really do, because it is a long season. And I just told them at some point, I mean, you're going to be asked to play, and you may have to play a lot. You know, so it's good to have a big room like that, and even not just the numbers, but just making sure that guys are going to be ready when their name's called also.
I know Ty has been at that position for essentially a year now, but with the work that he put in the offseason to really tailor his body to what he's going to face this year, do you think he'll be able to even learn some new things about him, you know, with his first game, now that he has made those changes and put that work in?
I think probably the biggest thing is just to see what type of really true endurance, you know, that he has. And like, you know, one of the things that I said to him is, I mean, one of the things you got to prepare for now is, you know, you're not going to be a surprise, you know, to anybody. I mean, everybody's going to know and have a good idea what you bring to the table, not just even just as a running back, but even as a receiver. So they're going to, you know, curtail their defenses, you know, against you and understanding what and who you are. So it'll be interesting just even just to see how people defend him. I mean, maybe people will just look at him just as a running back with good receiving skills. I mean, we'll find that out, you know, starting Sunday.
What's a challenge of trying to run against a defense where you have that big safety down in the box almost all the time and you have to try to?
Well, really, I mean, the most, you know, effective, I mean, obviously with me being in St. Louis and, you know, going against them twice, you know, twice a year. I mean, their core, even from way back in 2012 and 13, is pretty much the same people. I mean, it's tough. I mean, one of the things is not just the safeties. I mean, it's even just breaking through the line of scrimmage, you know, because they got so much quickness up front. And then when you throw in their linebackers, how they scrape and read. I mean, the one thing about it is with a defense like this, you can't waste time. All right, you got to make your cuts, you know, get upfield right now, run with great pad level. I mean, with their speed and how they play angles, I mean, you won't go anywhere, you know, if you don't go into it with that type of attitude. I mean, besides the safety being down, who acts as an extra defender, you know, in terms of closing out holes, I mean, with the rest of those guys, I mean, it's sometimes it can be tough sledding. I mean, I understand going against this group.
Ben, you worked awfully hard with Ty last year to get him to where he needed to be. He was talking, too, about how much Eddie meant to him and how much Eddie helped him as well. He also said that he thought that they were going to be kind of a 1-2 punch this year, which I can't lie, that would have been interesting to see. How did you see Eddie help him through the process in addition to your work with him?
I think the biggest thing that Eddie did was, you know, really just pointing out to him really just the aspects of, you know, playing running back. You know, some of the things that I just mentioned where, you know, you have to, you know, be ready to dish it out as much as it is you receiving, you know, receiving the blows. And he really talked to him a lot about not taking a lot of unnecessary hits and how to be more defensive as a runner. Which for Eddie, that was, you know, pretty easy to do with such a big guy like that. I mean, people, I don't think anyone wanted to try to attempt to tackle him. But I think that's the biggest way that he helped him is, you know, don't take any unnecessary shots. I mean, are you in position to dish it out as much as you are, you know, preparing to receive contact, because Ty's not a little. I mean, people see the 88, and then when they see him in real life, they're like, man, this guy is, you know, he's not a little guy, and he's pretty strong.
Then where do you think Aaron Jones is in terms of trust with pass blocking? You know, pass pickups.
With him, it's like, I mean, most of the time that he's been in there, particularly like when we do one-on-ones against the linebackers, it's been, you know, his first rep, you know, it's not, you know, he doesn't strike like you want. But one thing about him, he's extremely coachable. And then I throw him right back in there, then he stones the linebacker because he does exactly what you want. The biggest thing that you always look with these guys is what's their fear factor, like, you know, what kind of heart do they have? And that's one thing about him is he's got the heart, you know, to step up and pass block. You know, he's not afraid, you know, at all. So once that part of it is, you feel comfortable and trusting that part of it, now it's just a matter of just keep working with his technique. And eventually guys like that don't mind, you know, stepping up and hitting somebody, I mean, they'll be fine.
Ben, with Mays, I think going back to Utah State, he might have caught the ball like twice or three times. But did he show you something with what he could do, you know, as far as the pass-catching aspect of it?
Yeah, you know, one of the things about him was, I mean, probably the biggest thing with him is, you know, you guys have probably seen it, his coach has us work on the jug machine right at the beginning of practice and right at the end of practice. And for him, that's been huge. Because when he first got here, he let every ball was coming. He's trying to catch everything with his body. I mean, it was bouncing off of his chest. He wasn't tracking the ball very well with his eyes. And I think that with what we do in practice in terms of working with the jug, sometimes twice a practice, has really helped him in terms of catching the football. He's catching the ball much better now, to the point where you can trust him and you expect him to catch it, whereas when we first got it during OTAs, you know, that wasn't necessarily the case. So, I mean, he's trained himself to, you know, to be reliable from that standpoint.
Did you run many screens in college that you recall? Was that something you've had to teach him a lot about too?
With the screen, I can't recall him how many screens he did run. But it's something that I kind of had to teach all the guys, because, you know, in the screen game in college, some of them are the same with the slip screens that you see us run. But a lot of it really just has to do with, I think one of the biggest differences at this level is how deep, particularly defensive linemen, how they recognize screens a lot faster, or if they got a twist game on. It's really teaching those guys how to navigate their way through there. And even the linebackers, when those guys are sitting down on them, so you got to do a lot with pre-snap reads with the screen game, which I don't know if he did that much when he was in school, but he's all these guys, particularly the young guys, there's been improvement from when we first started training camp to tonight. Even with Ty, you know, I mean, last year, I mean, he wasn't the best at, you know, understanding how to run screens, but now he's got a really good rhythm for what he's doing.
Mark? I'm not sure what types of conversations you might have had with the personnel department during camp, but was it a pleasant surprise to be able to keep all three of those rookies and have four backs plus Rip? Did you see that happening, or were you?
I was kind of hoping for it because they all have talent. I think they're all going to make major improvements. And it's like I tell these guys, you know, all the time is, I mean, you got to have some worth on special teams too. I mean, one of the reasons that you will keep probably more backs than some teams is because if they have some effect on special teams, then, I mean, that helps their cause, which in turn helps my cause. And that's one of the things about all those young guys is they've been very involved with the core of special teams.
Ben, I don't expect you to tell me what your plans are, but do you feel like you've got a pretty good handle on how you want to use Ty and Jamal and the other guys, if you want, and Rip? Do you feel like you go into this game having a pretty good idea of the approach you want to take with your guys, or is there still some feeling out to do as the game goes on?
I don't think there's very much, you know, filling out up to this point. I mean, you got a really good, you know, idea we do as an offense as to what's going to be each guy's strength that's going to help us win. So I got a pretty good feel, you know, for each guy and what they're going to be able to do you know, to help us win a game.